to get to, because it just it saves a lot of time, but that's only on the condition that you do chazorah. If you don't review it without shtarzots and whatever they call it, then it's a waste. You don't get anything out of it. Even when you learn bekiyus, when you learn bekiyus, you have to chazor. Chazor is the trick to everything. You know, there are all these kinds of fantastic stories about Gedolim who had wonderful memories, who learned things again and again and again. And they are apparently true. These stories are apparently true. Okay. So where did we get up to? We got up to Zal front, right?
We started doing that a lot of sessions.
Shalom Talmudin Rav Lozen ben Shamua. The Meha Arach Tayamim, right? So now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read it. If you want, you can put comments in the Gemara. And I'm going to tell you what some of the hard words mean. But not all of them. Not all of them. I just want to make it possible for you to get through this. Shalom Talmud Israel, Lozum and Shavua. That's a name. But Meha Arach Tayamim, this is a question that they ask a lot of them already, right? You see that? Now, three lines in the bottom of the Amud, three words from the end of the line. Omar lahem miyonai lo osisi kapandria lebeit haknesset. Kapandria is a shortcut. As Rashi says, lebeit haknesset, meaning I didn't make the beit haknesset as a shortcut, right? I didn't use it. Lo pasati al rashei am kadosh. The words mean pasati is to walk. Rashei am kadosh, on the heads of a holy people. This is an unclear statement that is explained in Rashi. So you have to look in Rashi. Lo nasosi kapai, the lo burocha. Nasosi kapai sounds like when, this is the kap. This is the kap yad, the palm. When do you nasa, is to lift up. When do you nasa kap or kapai? Probably, even though it's not clear what he is talking about. Below bracha. What does below bracha mean? Without making a bracha. Why this should be a big deal is not clarified in Gemara. So you have to look in Rashi. Shalut talmidei b'sraf reva me'rach yomim amar lahem miyomai lo kidmani adam lebeis hamedrash. Miyomai, in all my days, lo kidmani, nobody came before me to the Beit HaMedrash. Below b'rachti l'fnei kohen. Below Beirachti Lifnei Kohen. Beirachti Lifnei Kohen. When is there an order of Brachot? What?
Because
the Mazon and also Kriyat HaTorah. Below Achalti Mivei Mashmo Rumat No Te'a. Now, of course, this is Matanot. The word Matanot always refers to the Matanot that you give to a Kohen. So a behema that is sacrificed, certain things have to be given to the Kohen. Omar Yisrael Yochanan did Omar de Omar. What's going to come after that de She Omar? In other words, there'll be an explanation in the Gemara about what halacha he's talking about. Omar Yisrael Omar Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael of Babel. Eretz Yisrael. Also, the Chomei Ben Mashalom will not sell. That you can't do it. That he said is a halacha. In other words, the way it's presented to us is that the plague. One of the things he did was he didn't eat the meat of an animal unless the matanot were given to the kohen. Why did he do that? There's a statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that's what you have to do. Vomar Yitzchak kol ochel ibei mashalohu anasar me'ekeilu ochel tivalim. Tivalim, the word tevel.
Yefeh.
Tevel is a pile of things, stuff that grows in the ground from which trumot and masrot have not been taken. So what's the status of tevel? What? Right, in order, tevel is like treif. Just like an animal has to have a matir. What's the matir of the animal? Shechita. So the tevel also has to have a matir. What matir is the tevel? So here's some opinion in the Gemara that says that you have to give matanot from an animal. If you don't, it's kilo achal tzvalim. It's as though you ate something that is forbidden. Lay silvus gavose. Lay silvus gavose means no, the halacha is like him. No, halacha kavose. It's not like him. No, like him. Not like him. Velo beirachta lefnei kohen, lemeimra demal yusuf. Lemeimra. Lemeimra means right, in order to explain that ma'al yusahi, what Hebrew word do you have? You see in that? Yeah, like ma'allah, ayin lamin, hey, to go up, ma'al yusah, that it is something great. Shenemar kol misanai avu modes. Al tikri misanai ela masmi ai. Right. So what is this talking about? Rav Yochanan said a Talmid Chacham shenivarech mifonav afilu koigol ama oretz. If a Talmid Chacham decides to say Birkat Hamazon, and there's another Kohen Gadol sitting there, even if the Kohen Gadol is an Amma Oret, Chayav Misa. He says, this is quite remarkable. Chayav Misa. Shenemar, and there's a passage of Mishnah called Misanei Avu Mosk. That's all those who hate me, love death. Al Tigre Misanei, Ela Matzni Ai. Those who make me, make hate in the world.
Does this imply the
kavod
when someone
becomes a kavod? No, I feel it. Going to go to Am
HaOretz. The fact that he's just coming to as an example, does that mean that he's the only one that we really have
that kavod?
Like,
that's not the halacha, but from here you could come to that conclusion. Ki kamar ihu b'shavim. Ki kamar ihu b'shavim. So it must be that he was talking about Shavin. What does Shavin mean?
Equal.
Equal, yafe. It is, who's equal to whom?
That the
Yisrael and the Kohen are equal in
Torah.
In Torah, right? Not one is an Amoritz, but they are equal in Torah. Good. Now, it says, Sha'alu Talmidah was Rabbi Nechunai Ben Akone. Rabbi Nechunai Ben Akone was a Kabbalist. Well-known Kabbalists, but Meher Rachti Yomim Amar Lehem Yomai Lo Miskabadi B'Kolol Chaveri. I never was honored by the dishonor of my fellow. For also Al Mita Si Kilalas Chaveri. Right? Did not. Lo also Al Mita Si means
did not come upon my bed.
Yeah, didn't go up on my bed. Kilalas Chaveri. Kilalas Chaveri. Right. I never thought about it. I never thought about these things. And I was a vatran. What does vatran mean? Levater means to give up on something. Whenever we had a financial disagreement, I gave in. Now the Gemara goes on to explain these three things. Lo nichbadeti b'kolo chaveri. Ki ha de rabuna dore mora akafte. Dore mora akafte means dore. What? Dore is ladur, right? Mora akafte. Dore Mora Akafte. Okay, we'll see the continuation. Also Rav Huna Bar Chanilo'i Bekad Dore Mine. Bekad Dore Mine. Meaning it was he came, Rav Chana bar Chanilai, called Dorei Minei. He took it from him. He took something from him. Right? Omalei, Irigilat didaris bimasach Dorei. The ilo is yakure ano. Bizilusa didach lo necholim. Bizilusa didach. So in other words, they were having. What are we trying to explain? Right? No niskabadi bikolom chaverim. Remember that he said there are three things that I did in my life. I never was honored by the embarrassment of the other person. Right? So what happened? What words? What are the words that you have to know? Ki hada Rav Huna bar. It's similar to that which happened to Rav Huna. Dorei mora akafte. He apparently had some kind of a thing that he was schlepping kafte right on his shoulder. Also Rav Chana bar Chaniloi called Dorei mine. And he took it from him. He helped him. Omalei regilas de doris v'masech dori velo is yakuri ano bezilusa di dachlo nicholim. So he says, if you are a kind of person who usually schleps these things around, but okay, so then, but if you're just doing it for me, if you would never do this, but you're only doing it for me. Bizinuso didach lo nicholim. I'm not lo nicholim means lo noach li. It's not good for me. What's not good for me? I'm not happy about it. What am I not happy about? Ziluso didach. What ziluso mean? No, zol means cheap. To make somebody cheaper. So in other words, what's the pshat? What's the lo nispatabadi de bikalon chaveri? What does the Gemara say? What is the Gemara trying to explain to me?
They didn't take advantage of people.
What?
They didn't take advantage of people.
No. The words say, that I was not honored by somebody else's embarrassment.
Yeah.
So you say, what's he talking about? What's the big deal? Everybody should be that way.
Yeah.
Right? That's not a great, what is the great honor? What is the great moral achievement of not allowing himself to go with the with Zilusa of the other guy. So the answer is what's the answer? They were talking about something that you would never even think of. He sees he's schlepping something, he says, I'll help you. So he says, if you usually schlep things around, okay, but if you usually don't, then I'm taking advantage of you. That's the kolon l'chaveret. The next case is, what's the next case? Below also amitasi kilalas chaveiro. Chaveiro, that's the second thing he said, right? So he says, ki ha did. Ki ha did. It's like this well-known story that we know about Marzutra. Ki ava solik lepuraya. Ama shari le lekol man de tzaron. Shari le. Shari le mare, the Bach says, lekol man de tzara. So what is that? What does he say? Ki havasolik lipuraya. When he would go up to what? Omar shari le lekol man de tzara.
It's permissible to
him for what? Kol man de tzara. Kol mishe. He made him unhappy. He caused him unpleasantness. Okay, so that's something you have to figure out. Uvatran b'mamoni hayisi. That's the third thing. Right? The third thing is I would give away my money, or I would not fight about monetary matters. Omar mar, iyo vatran b'mamona habe, shayom enich pruto lechelvone mimamone. Right? That there's a statement from Mar, right, who said that Iyov did this. He gave away his money. How did he give away his money?
He gave extra money to the
Right? He says, Haya Baniach Pruto Lechenvoni Mimamoneh. He would leave extra money for the Chenvani. What's a Chenvani? The shopkeeper. Mimamoneh. Sha'al Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Nuchai Advadov. Bameh Rachli Amin. Asu Gavzei Bekam Mochuleh. Asu Gavzei Bekam Mochuleh. Gavzei. Gavze. It's a word. It's impossible to know what that word means, right? It's not a word that we know in Aramaic. It's not a word in Hebrew. So Rashi says, Gavze. See Rashi? It's the fourth narrow line in the Rashi. The fifth. Srisin hayu. Srisin are officers, some kind. But they are eunuchs. Saris is a eunuch. Avadim mishatim also. They were serving him. The Kamachule, Rabbi Akiva, Srim Hayu, Shehu Ketz Techaya. They thought that he was, they thought his life was over, that his life would come to an end. Kamachule, Sleek, Yosef, Aresha, Bidikla. Sleek goes up. Yosef, no. To sit. Aresha the Dikla. Aresha the Dikla.
On the top of the
Dekel. A Dekel is a tree. Whatever it is. What's a Dekel? Palm tree. Omar le Rabbi. Emnoma Keves. Lama Ne'emar Echad. If it says in the Pasuk Keves, which is singular, why does the Pasuk have to say Keves Echad, right? Because in the Pasuk, Esa Keves Echad, Taseva Bok. Why is it Echad? Omar Hu, Suba Mirabbanan. Omar Lahu, he said to them, or to him, Suba Mirabbanan. Suba Mirabbanan is, what's Suba Mirabbanan? A young scholar. A young scholar, a kid who was very clever. Hu shavkuhu, which means Omar lehutzuba b'drabanan hu shavkuhu. He let it go. He kind of explained it. Omar like echad miyuchad shebe'edro, echad miyuchad shebe'edro, which means not Keves Echad 1, but Keves Miyuchad, special. Omar Leif, Yomar Lo Kibalti Manat Matanot Lo Mati Al Midosai. He adds a thing. I never took presents. Lo Omadeti Al Midosai. What does Lo Omadeti Al Midosai mean?
He doesn't stand on my credit.
He doesn't? No, Midah is a... It's a personal quality. It's a characteristic. Law of Mad at the Almido side. If somebody insulted me, I never insulted him back. Right? Somebody said, I do know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. It was never, Me'amai lo kibalti ma'amido side. Vatran b'mamoni ha'iz. Lo kibalti matanot. All these words we know. Kihod rabbalosa kihava mishadre le matanos. Mibay Nisiyo, when he would send Mishadri, Shaddat, Matonos Mibay Nisiyo, Bay Nisiyo, Beit Hanasi, right, Beit Hanasi. Lo Havashokil means what? Lo Haya Lokeya, right, he wouldn't take anything. Kihava Mizamdele, Lo Hava Azul, when they would invite him, he wouldn't go. Omar lehu, lo nichalehu, da'afya, d'si, shone matonot, yichye. Zedetro, the Pasuk says, shone matonos yichye. That if you hate presents, so that's what he said. Lo nichalehu da'afya, you don't want me to live, that's why you keep sending me presents. Rav Zeira, right? Ki hava mishadri le'mi be'nisiyah. Lo have a shock Ki'av mizamnele. He says when they send him presents from the house of the Nasi, he wouldn't take any. Ki'av mizamnele. Because ki'av mizamnele means. What? Right? Kihava Mizam Delay. Ozil. Then he would go. Omar Isyakuri de Misyakrebi. Right? Isyakure de Misyakrebi. This is an honor that they honor me with. The law of Adat Yalmidosai. And the third thing that he said was law of Adat Yalmidosai. The Omar Roba Kola Mavir Almidosov Mavir Mimenu. Anybody who is willing to overlook insults that he receives, ma'avirim mimenu kol pshav, it's as though he never did anything wrong. Shenema, no say ovon over al pesha. No say ovon over al pesha. Lemi no say ovon, lemi shal over al pesha. In other words, somebody did something bad to you, but you overlook it, so that person, he is blessed with no say ovon. This is a pasuk. I'm not explaining the pasuk because you can look it up. Sho'al Rabbi, es Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, b'meh rachti yomim, the same question, omalei, sas b'chayai. Sas b'chayai, which means, what? Katzto b'chayai. No, he says, what do you ask me a question like that for? It's like you say, it's as though my life is over.
Yeah.
You say to somebody, how come you lived so long? So it's like saying, it's the same as saying, I guess you're going to die because you've lived a long time. Omar lo, Rabbi, Torah, ulilmona nitzorich. He says, no, that's not what I mean. I just want to know what your trick was, because that's also in the Torah. And therefore, maybe I'll be able to do the same thing that you did. Omar lo, miyamai lo nishtakalti bidmus adam rosho. I never looked at a picture of a wicked man. Because that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Shenema lule pnei Yoshabat melech Yehuda ani no say im abit eilecho v'im erecho. He says, so this is a pasuk in Melachim that you shouldn't even look at Yoshabat, who was a very wicked king. He didn't want to look at him. Lozo amar einav chaos. Einav chaos, you might have learned that in the third paragraph in Megillah. What does Ein of Chaos mean? You know, if you look at the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, right? There's a Gemara Chagiga that said, if you look at the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, when he's duchening, this is what's going to happen. Your eyes become dark. It means you won't be able to see, I guess. Shenema, v'yiki zaken yisrof, v'chena Ein of Neroz, v'shum de'istaka v'esav ha'rosho. In other words, there's a machlokes in what caused Yitzchak to lose his sight, right? Whether it was because he looked at Esav, or because of something that he was promised by Avimelech. Finally, the Gemara says, Hava Gormalei means they both contributed. Zevazet Gormalei. They both contributed to the fact that he wasn't able to see. Rav Omar Mehocha. Shezbenei Rasha Loto Bishat Peti Rosso. Omalei, he has a different opinion. His opinion is based on a pasuk in Mishlei. Omalei, Rabbi Borchein, bless me. Omalei, there's the blessing. Yiratzosh Adigil Hatzi Yomai, Ulekulu Lo. He says, get blessed, you should end up being half his age. Ulekulu Lo, it shouldn't get, why should he bless me and say you should be the same as I am? Omar lo, haboim acharecho. Haboim acharecho, behema yiru. Those who come after you, behema yiru, which means What? No, no. Yeru means to graze. They will graze. You look at the Rashi. You see the Rashi Abon Achrameh of Yeru, which is like 43% of the way down in the Rashi. The first word on the line is Haboim Achareh. Further down. Yeah. You have it? Bitmiyo. It's a question. And then this Gimel is Lai Yitrubay Klomar. Klomar. I don't know why. Ein Tov Lecha Lichyot Yomim Rabim Kamoni Shem Kein Lo Yitlu Banecha Begduloscha Vata Nasim Behem Kol Yimeyem Yuhet Yotot. He says, Adarabba, I'm doing you a favor, right? What's going to happen if I live to be 100 years, and I gave you a bracha that you should live 100 years, right? So that when you die, your children would all be 80. And therefore, they wouldn't have an opportunity to get to the position that you have, to be Nasi. So the bracha that I'm giving you is that you should live half of my years. That's a good thing. Abu Abar, Ihi. Umeniman bar ihi, these two are moroi. Chadomar teisi li delo zdakli bekusi. Chadomar teisi li delo avde shutvus vahadi kusi. One said, I get it because I didn't have anything to do with any non-Jews, and the other one said, I didn't partnership with any non-Jews. Shalu talmido was Rav Zeira. But meharachti yomim, amalahem yomailo padati, betof beisi lo tsa'adati, Bifnei Mishigadol Mimen. Right? That's those are easy words. Unless there's a word you don't understand, you can ask for. But lo her harti bimavo'ot ha-mitunafot. Lo her harti means, her harti, I didn't think. What did he think, not think about? He did not think about Torah. Lo her harti bimavo'ot ha-mitunafot. What's mitunaf? Mitunaf is filthy. What's a mavo? A mavo is an alley. Or a cul-de-sac is a mavo, right? In other words, when I was walking around town, I didn't think about Torah in dirty places. Below Allah, below Torah. On the other hand, I didn't even move 4 amos without studying Torah, or below tefillin. Below Yashanti, the Beis HaMedrash, and I never slept in the Beis HaMedrash. Lo shed as kev, lo shed as harai, not permanent or temporary. Lo sasti bitakolos chaveirai, but I was never happy about my friend's failures. Velo koros in the chaveirai, bechachino so, amrule bechachino so. I never. That means a nickname. I never called them. Remember, we learned that, and we'll go back to that. We learned on Tuesday. We'll go over it. I never called any of my friends by their nicknames. Okay? I will start the next Mishnah. Vodo Mar Rabbi Yehuda Basic Mesha Chorev Ein Maspidim B'tocha Ve Mafshidim B'tocha Chavalim. Mafshilim Chavalim means Mafshilim Chavalim. Chavalim are ropes. Mafshilin chavalim is to hang the ropes down. Right? What they did that for, you'll tell me. Vein porshim betocha mitzudot. Mitzudot are traps. Porshim betocha mitzudot, that you can't put traps in the Beit Knesset. Like, let's say there are animals that go in and out at night. You want to trap them? Can't do the Beit Knesset. Vein shokhin al-gagol pei rot. And you can't dry fruit on the roof. Beit Osir was a kapadrio, which we learned already. Shneema Vashimosi is Mikdash Shechem Kedushosot Afkeshein Shomimim. So this is a chiddush. Kedushosot Afkeshein Shomimim, meaning a Beit Knesset is always a Beit Knesset, even if it's destroyed. You have to act to it as though it was a Beit Knesset. Olubo Asavim Lo yitlosh bifnei ogmat nefesh. Olav asavim. Meaning, if the grass grows where?
Inside. You can't cut it.
What?
You can't cut the grass inside.
Because of ogmat nefesh. In other words, if you leave the grass, then And people don't know that there was a Beit Knesset there before. It's like you go, you know, you walk into the building, it's just something that's left. Nobody's taking care of it, right? That's but if you cut out the grass, then you create Agnes Nefesh, because people say, what do people say? Oh, look at this, these Yeshua here. And look at it now. Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. What? Yeah.
Is the Mishnah saying that you should cut the grass out?
No, that you shouldn't. Olo bo asavim, lo yitlo. Don't cut the grass, because if you cut the grass, you'll cause Agmas Nefesh. Today, people walk into the building and they see, they don't know what it was before.
I thought Rashi said that you want to cut Agmas Nefesh.
What? Rashi says, Menichem ba'asavim kadei shetei Agmas Nefesh l'ro'eim v'yazkiru es yimei bin yano v'yashiru v'dilim v'yazeg shom v'yashiru rachamim sh'yashiru kadmuso. Okay, could be. Could be. I think that what I said, the other Rishonim said. But it's true, if you learn the Rashi, you'll see that Rashi has a somewhat different opinion.
What's the difference?
According to Rashi, you should let the grass grow, right away, even put grass in the Beit Knesset, so then people will look at it and be unhappy. Because you want them to be unhappy.
And what's the other way?
The other way is you don't want them to be unhappy. So
then you change your thinking.
So you let, no, in both cases you put in grass.
Oh, if you let the grass grow, they won't.
Yeah, you let the grass grow. Either people will therefore say, oh, this used to be a beautiful shul. Or people will say, who knows what this used to be. And if you cut the grass down, then they'll know that you're talking about the beautiful shul. But these are the two possibilities. Torah Rabbanan about the Knesset and knowing the man Kalas Rosh. Kalas Rosh means lightheadedness, literal. Ein Ochlin Ba'em, Ben Shoshin Ba'em. Then neosim bahem, right? A neosim bahem is you can't use it as a locker room. You can't dress up. You can't get yourself ready for something for an important date. A nitayalim bahem. What is a nitayalim bahem?
Can't rely upon.
No, I didn't have nitayalim. Like let's say you have to like walk your 3 kilometers or something. You know, you're not walking. You're not doing anything. You're doing something totally has nothing to do with the shoe. Okay, so all these words, I think, any words here that you don't know? That you want? Huh? Hespet shel rabim is probably a hespet. A hespet is a eulogy, to eulogize. Talmid Chacham is hespet shel rabim. No, the rabbim are obliged to go to it. Whereas a yachid is a person that you're not obliged to go. You don't never heard of him, he's not your relative. You don't have to go. Rabbi Yehuda Mosai, the Yeshuba, Abu Chabana, Manichan Osan, the only Mem Asavim, the Lo Yitlosh Mitnei Agmas Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says, only the Yeshuba. Yeshuba means? What? Yishuv, what is a Yishuv? A settlement. When it's still working, they're still operational. But when they're destroyed, manichanosam. You don't take care of the Beit Knesset. Ve'olim v'masavim. Ve'lo yitlosh v'nei agmas nefesh. This is the other position. Asavim man dekashimayu. So the Gemara asks a regular kind of Gemara question, right? Asovin, when you say Asovin, man dekar shemayim, meaning me zocher shemo. Who? What is it you're talking about? Right? What Asovin are you talking about? Chisui mefsav achikidah. What does that mean? You have to read the Mishnah in the Chisui mefsav achikidah. What do the words mean? Chisui mefsav means something is missing. Chaser. It's something missing in the text. The Hachi Ketani means this is how you should read it. I don't know. It's not necessarily a textual correction. It's just a reading correction. Which, in other words, like you say, look, when they wrote the Mishnah, they left out a few words. But everybody at that time knew that they belonged there. It's only over time that we've kind of forgotten it. And therefore, We have to put it back in, or we have to remind ourselves to put it back in. How does the new version of the Mishnah read? Mechadin oso, mabitzin oso, kidei shelo yalu bahed asabim. Mechabei. Mechabei. No, no, no. It's a different word. What? Not to my knowledge. The chabeit means to sponge. You know what doing the sponge is? You wash the floors, right? The chabeit is to clean. Is to clean. Mechadin oso. Umar beatsin oso. G'day shelo yalub en asabib. Right? What's mar beatsin oso? Mar beatsin is... What they did was, first you swept the place out. And that's the chabeit of Tabai. And then they would spritz water on the stones, or on the earth, in order that the dust should not rise. Right, so when they did that, it would prevent wild grasses from growing. A lot of people had houses in those days where the inside was unfinished. It was just an earth floor. So they would clean it. They'd have to clean it, and then they'd spritz water on it, and things didn't grow. Over Rabbi Yehuda, Basai B'Yeshua. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's only when they were in use of the Chorban HaManifas HaLalos. But if the Beit HaKnesset is destroyed, then they can let it go. Alube Masavim, Lo Yitlosh, Bnei Ogbas Nefesh. Right? Alube Masavim, Lo Yitlosh, Bnei Ogbas Nefesh. Which means, now what does it mean? It says, after you're cleaning it and taking care of it, grass grows nonetheless, Lo Yitlosh, do not cut it down. Mipnei Ogmas Nefesh. What's the Ogmas Nefesh? That you should feel badly. You should feel badly that you're not in the original shul, the Beis Hamikdash, where you used to be, right? Omer Abasi Bote Knesset Shebevavol Al Tanai Masuyim. We know what Tanai means. They're all made Al Tanai. In Bavel. Alpha Pichay, Nogi Mutalas Rosh. And Alpha Pichay, what does Alpha Pichay mean? In this case, what does Al Tanai mean? What's the condition? What's the condition, right?
That
it won't be kadosh forever, right? It won't have sanctity forever. Why won't it have sanctity forever? Because we're all going to Eretz Yisrael, right? So we're going to sell the shul. So it's in spite of the fact, Alpha Pichay, Ein Nogim Mekalus Rosh. Kalus Rosh, what does that mean? Lo Nogim Mekalus Rosh. Yeah, but when do they? Umaynihu cheshbonot. Maini, what is Kalut Rosh? Cheshbonot. What's Cheshbonot?
Accounting.
What does that mean?
When they sell it.
No, I don't know when they sell it. That they use it for other purposes. That they make it into an accounting office.
Yeah, bingo.
Yeah, well, bingo games, right? Omar Abasi, the guy got this from Hashimah Cheshbonot. But Lini Boaz Abbas, right? Similarly, and another thing that they shouldn't do is to just let the dead body lie there. But li inside the dada lo inside the dohaki elo shiyalino bo meis mitzvah. He says you shouldn't let a dead body lie over in shuls. They used to have the place. In other words, there was a shul in the good old days, and next to the shul there was always a room. And in the room next to the shul is where they let the dead bodies, where they kept the dead bodies until they were able to bury them. Which could have been that day, could have been the next day. You know, there was always a problem with burying at night. It was very hard to bury people at night because it was dangerous. The Beit Kvarot was always outside of the area of the ghetto, or the area in which the Jews lived, and it wasn't a ghetto. It was hard to get to at night, so they needed a place to keep the body. Okay. Omar Eshlos May Bei Rabbanan Bei Did Rabbanan Ein Nichnasim Em Becham Av Neacham Nishom Neacham. That's also understandable. Ki Hadi Ravina Rav Ada Bar Masna Vakayim Mishal Yishildu Mi Rava. They stood up and they asked the question of Rava. Also Zilcha De Mitra Ailei Levei Kinishta. Right, also zil zil saw the mitra. There was mitra, is the Aramaic word is matar. Is matar, which is sitter of the geshem, that's correct. And zilsa or zilcha, but is a strong stream. It means a strong stream. Also zilcha the mitra, Ilu the Bay Kanishna, they ran into the shul. Amre, Ida, Ilu the Bay Kanishna, Babishum mitra, and Vishum the Shmata Ba a Silusa Kiyoma da Astana. This is the fact that we ran into the Bay Kanishna. Lav Mishum Mitra, we're not running in because of the Matar, right? We're not here to run out of the rain, right? Ela Mishum, the Shmata Bo'o, the Shmata Bo'o. Shmata, what's a Shmata?
It's a rain.
No, a Shmata, that's a Shmata. A Shmata is a Sugya. Is the sugya shmata ba'a silusa kiyoma the astana. Right? Silusa means clarity. Silusa kiyoma the astana. Just like a day of a clear day. Right? I need it clear. In other words, we didn't run into the shul because it was raining. We ran into the shul because we were learning. And we needed a place where we could think clearly about the problem. Omar Rav Acha Bereda Rava the Rav Ashi E Itzterich Leva Inche the Mikre Gavram Bekin Mishte Mai Omar Lei. Notice E Itzterich Leva. If it is necessary, Le Inich, Le Mikre Gavra, meaning right, to call a person mi veikinishte, you have to just call him out. You need him for some reason. My overlay. What do you say? Each of the rabbanon who of the rabbanon is what? A young rabbi, right? If he's a guy who's into learning, so what do you say? So what can you do? Lema hilchaso. Lema hilchaso. You go in and you tell him a halacha. In other words, you want to call, he's a doctor, right? Let's make it modern day. There's a guy in shul who's a doctor in the Beit Nishta, in the Beit Knesset, and you want him. So you're not allowed to walk in for no reason at all. So how can you go in to call him? Okay, there you call him on his beeper. But in those days, what did they do? They went in, Lema Hilvaso, Vitanahu. Later, my sister said, if he's a Tzurbat Rabbanon, so you tell him a halacha. And if he's a Tana, which is a higher level, later, my sister, be Karahu. And if he has the status of Kara, which is somebody who could read a Pasuk, Lema Psuka. So he says, tell him the Pasuk. Velo Lema Leilianuka. Velo Lema Leilianuka. And if he can't do any of those things, like you have to call him, but he doesn't know a pasuk, doesn't know a mishnah, doesn't know halacha. Lema lele yanuka means what's a yanuka? A child, not a baby. Lema lele yanuka, you take a little kid, emoli psukecho, and you say to the little kid, tell me what you just learned. Tell me the pasuk that you just learned. Inami nishe purta v'neko, nishe purta v'neko. Nishe, Shehiya, modern Hebrew, Shehiya means to wait. Purta means what? Purta is a little bit. Purta. Wait a little bit. Vineko. Vineko means it could mean like to get up, but here it means to do what it is that you wanted to do. What is it you wanted to do? What? You want to tell this guy something. You want to give him a message. So in order that shouldn't look that you walked into the Beit HaMidrash only to give him the message, Nishei Purta, you go into the Beit HaMidrash, you sit down, you open the Chumash, you read a Pasuk, you close the Chumash, you go up and you tell the guy what you want. Because then it doesn't look as though you went in only for that purpose, but you also went in order to learn, and that becomes Mutar. That becomes Mutar. So in other words, it's Asar to go into a Beit HaMidrash for people learning for no reason at all. You have to go in for a reason, and that reason has to be learned. The only reason you're allowed to go in. that you're allowed to go into the Beit Midrash. Okay. So we'll go over this on Tuesday. Go over this on Tuesday more carefully. And then I'll continue the Thursday. What? Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and then Thursday we'll do it again at 3 o'clock.